I'd like to invite forward the children for a brief children's message. Please come on down. Good morning. Good to see all of you this morning. So this morning, I want to talk about what we think, or what we know to be the most popular sport in the world. It's hard for me to admit this. Does anyone know what the most popular sport in the world is? We got a clue here. Alyssa? Soccer. You're right. Do you guys like soccer?
No.
Well, that's going to make this children's message really difficult, but I agree with you, actually. I don't really like soccer. I like soccer. Yep, and this is their soccer ball. Well, you know, it's really important to know the rules of soccer, and I think you guys know about the rules of soccer. But you really need to know how to play and what the rules are before you jump in and play. Does anyone know what this does in soccer? What is this called? Do you not know? Oh my goodness. All right. Jackson, do you know what it? Very good. A yellow card. So you give this to a player if they do something dangerous or they do something that's unsportsmanlike. Okay, let me give you an example. If the goalie is holding the ball and you go up and kick the ball out of his hands, the referee's going to come up and he's going to give you a yellow card. Nora, yellow card. All right? Not very nice. Now, if you do it again, does anyone know what you get if you do another unsportsmanlike play or something that's dangerous? Does anyone know? Alyssa got her hand up. Okay, good. Do you know which color? Samuel? Close. Does anyone know the next color card? Nora? Good job, Nora. Red.
You get a red card. Nora, red card. All right. And when you get the red card,
you're actually kicked out of the game. You can't play anymore. That's pretty, isn't that harsh a little bit? So in baseball, how many strikes do you get? Three. In basketball, how many fouls do you get before you're taken out of the game? Four? Five, usually? You get five fouls.
Okay, so lots
of fouls. So soccer's kind of harsh. Just two
yellow cards, and you're kicked out of the game.
Let's think about that just a little bit here this morning. How many times, if someone goofs up in our church, if someone goofs up, how many forgiveness cards should we give them? I want you to think about that this morning.
If someone makes a mistake at our church,
let's say Oscar over here, okay? I've got a whole bunch of cards. How many cards should I give Oscar if he makes a lot of mistakes in our church? He's an elder, you know, he should be, how many? Six cards? And then we kick him out? All right. He's got a big smile. He wants to get you out of church. Samuel, how many cards?
How about 7,000?
7,000. What a nice guy Samuel is. Samuel, you are good. Yep. Nora? Infinity and beyond. Very good. Alyssa? 30? Three. Woo! Wow. All right. Watch out for her.
What I want you to
remember today is this. We don't have to answer that question because that question was posed to Jesus. One time he saw Peter, and Peter asked him this. He said, how many times should I forgive my brother or sister if they make a mistake on me? And Peter gave an answer. Peter said, seven times. And what Peter was thinking was, I'm being generous. Seven times I'm going to forgive someone and raise the flag before I no longer forgive them. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, seven times 70. What's seven times 70? I don't even know. I can't add that high. Yeah? How many? It's 490. I think what Jesus was saying, I don't know if Jesus was saying a literal number there. I think what Jesus was saying When you keep track of how many times you forgive someone, you'll probably lose count. And he was saying, just keep forgiving no matter what, okay? And that is the way God treats each one of us, okay? God, when we go to him, he forgives us no matter what, and he doesn't keep track at all. Okay, so thank you for coming up this morning. We always want to forgive another person, not three times, not seven times, but as infinity times. You can go back to your parents this morning. Thanks for coming up. Okay, thank you.